Welcome. This is Kathleen Pearl. This is the fourth part to the challenge series on Gard, Touché, Plié, and Enchanté. The fourth part is Enchanté. It's a French word which means delighted, enchanter, enchanté. Like as though someone were delighted with an object, or enchanté means pleased to meet you, how are you? Enchanté. Enchanté. Enchanté, enchanted. It also, in English and in French, means someone who has provoked their interest, who has enchanted them, who has cast a spell, who is, it alludes to an enchantress or the occult that has a power to intoxicate and bring you into their realm of being mystified or even seduced or controlled by them. Enchanté. Very, very French word. And so the enchanté is a releasing of a spirit, a fragrance, an ambience, a seduction by serpents to seduce mankind, just as Eve was seduced by the serpent, to seduce with words, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Now, at this particular time, let me talk to you about the great enchantress, the mystery, the mother of enchantresses. In Revelation 17, verse 1, then one of the seven angels who had seven bowls came and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. The great enchantress. He carried me away in the spirit. That's my words, but that's how I see her. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. She's mysterious. She's a seducer. She's not obvious. The woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. Now, this woman, this religious system, this harlot church, this mystery religion, she seduces many and causes the kings, the rulers of the earth, to come into knowledge of her and intimate union. And they become intoxicated by this union, this spiritual adultery that happens. And beast. The scarlet beast is the flesh, the carnal nature. And this is in the wilderness. This is not in a place that has the city of Mount Zion, the holy mountain of the Lord. It is a place that is, as it alludes to in Hosea, his wife, he married a whore to symbolize Israel. And she was driven into the wilderness where she was bound to the Lord at that time. So this woman is driven away, this man is carried, John, into the wilderness to see her power. And she's separated from the Garden of Eden, the Garden of the Lord. She's in the wilderness, and she has her name is written on her forehead. Why? Because that's her thought process. The priesthood had holy unto the Lord written on them because their thoughts were to be the mind of Christ and holy thoughts. Hers are Mystery Babylon the Great. In other words, she's exalting herself, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. And this woman was drunk. I had this vision of a golden cup a golden wine goblet a couple of days ago, right before I got this 5-part challenge. And this woman was drunk and in with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. In my vision, I saw this golden wine cup. It was full of blood. It was so full, the blood was splashing out, and it was hot. And Satan was on the other side of the cup, and he was getting ready to drink the cup. It was the cup of this cup. This cup was full of the blood of the saints and blood of the martyrs. This woman, listen to her. She was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And she's a brazen hussy, a seductress, an enchantress. So let's look at her seductions as they are transpiring right now, currently. The demonic realm, I understand that 11 space 11 space 11 on a barcode is the number 666. Isn't that interesting? What is even more interesting is this week is we see a full ramping up of the occult, the beast, and the political powers. I'm going to address those, and then I will tell you what the Lord's response is. The first and the key spot in which prophecy and the watch clock for the earth is how prophecy is fulfilled over the regathering of the Hebrews back to the land of Israel. On this Friday, 11-11-11, the UN will vote on Israel and Jerusalem. The Palestinian authorities and diplomats are trying to muster their support at the UN Security Council in New York to vote on November 11 for membership in a global body. This will be considered. At this time, it will be one of the issues will be to make Jerusalem the divided city of the state of Palestine and the state of Israel. Well, this already happened in 1949, November 29th, with the Arab-Jewish partition, the Arab-Israeli partition. And Jordan was the partitioned out land, and this is where the Arabs were to be. The second issue is these Mayan skulls. These crystal Mayan shamans are traveling across the United States from New York to Los Angeles on a series of days from November 7th to November 13th, in which they are having meetings with Hopi and Tibetan monks. They are going to a high-level occult activity places in the United States. New York will start there. Sidonia. They've already been to the Serpent Mounds and to Colorado. And Sidonia, the 13 Crystal Skulls, they're going to have a public event. And then they will go to L.A. on 9th. They will rest. And they are going to have an opening a gateway ceremony on 11-11-11 at a conference in Los Angeles. Now, Los Angeles is the city of fallen angels. And these crystal skulls were made through ancient technology that we have no means of reproducing in this day and age. And the crystal skulls are like a silicon base, like silicon chips that you use for technology. And they have information stored in there. And they also have vibrational patterns, low frequency microwave patterns that can trigger them off and open levels, dimensional levels for transmission. Let me say that because of the Mayans were cannibals and drank blood. They ripped hearts out of people still living and beating and ate them. that it was demonic impartation, and these are demonic gateways that these Mayans are trying to open in order to release the destroyer for bloodlust. This cup was full of the blood of the saints and the martyrs. They will culminate their perverse and satanic act by trying to open a gateway on the 33rd parallel in Los Angeles. The next one is the dragon worship, which has happened in Los Angeles, where the some of the Twilight stars and eclipse stars, the vampire series, of which there are many, that's a very much a theme, is vampirism and Nephilim in the theaters now. Went to Grauman's Chinese Theater in L.A. to put their hands, prints, and footprints in the concrete there as Hollywood stars. And when they come in to imprint their hands and feet into the cement, they bow before the dragon that is at Grauman's Chinese Theater. They are bowing. It is a bow to the satanic dragon that gives them power over the airways and the communication networks in which there is mind control and predictive programming operating through the medias with the dragon behind them. Also, the fourth point is the Hajj is now in progress. The Hajj is millions of Muslims from all over the world will gather in Mecca from 4th of November until the 7th of November for the annual Hajj. This pilgrim is the largest gathering of people and one of the most important happenings within Islam. Now, Islam worships Allah. Allah is the moon god. Allah is a demon god. He was a conglomeration of ancient tribal demons. And Mecca is a big black stone, the Kaaba stone, which is a meteorite from outer space. They bow down and worship this black stone that comes from space. They worship a rock. They worship this Allah, who is a god of violence, who has neither of all the 99 names of Allah, neither father or lover in there. It is okay to lie in jihad, and this is a lying god. Let's just call it what it is. And it is an angel of light that gave revelation to Muhammad, and this angel was a demonic manifestation in order to begin a new religion. In the 6th century, all Muslims are required to do the Hajj once in their lifetime. Makes a lot of money for Saudi Arabia. And it's compulsory to do it if you have the financial means and are physically and spiritually able to travel. The Hajj is a conversion of power. Many people die because they stampede around the stone. You can see the powers being stirred up of darkness. Also, continuing right now over this weekend of November is the G20 financial meeting, where the global leaders are coming to meet in Cannes, France, to determine the fate of the financial situation of the world's collapsing economic situation. Hu Jintao from China is the main presider over the meetings, the Chinese. Of course, this woman, Mystery Babylon, is filled with all the decadence, scarlet, gold, purple, precious stones and rubies that she has murdered and stolen from the lives of the saints and the prophets of God. Additionally, on November 11th is Veterans Day for the United States and the official birthday of the Marines. Additionally, on the 7th point in Pasadena, California, there's the Rose Bowl event of a pray for the Rose Bowl to pray, to wait on the Lord, evidently. It's called the Rose Bowl Gathering. These participants were with Cheyenne's Church in Southern California and other leaders who were not openly shown on the website, but it is alleged, or there are indications that these groups are from Rick Joyner, Cindy Jacobs, and the Dominionist False Prophet Camp. And they're asking for unity in the body of Christ. There is no unity in what they call the body of Christ. It is not. It is another spirit, another Christ. And it is to, I believe, that they are going to bring this together on this same day, and that a greater deception will come onto the body of Christ. These people who've been moving with this false move, counterfeit move of the Holy Spirit. The eighth point is the Occupy Wall Street movement, which is a socialistic dialectic being unwritten by the usual elitist players, George Soros, Barack Obama, so on. These men are exploiting the real economic issues because of the lack of employment, jobs. The corporate structures have taken them outside of this country in order to slave labor them. The intentional plundering and raping of the middle class of the United States, and these situations that they've created in order to break the last opposition of any moral strength, and it's because of the lack of personal and moral strength that this is happening. They themselves created this situation, and they are funding the rising unrest in order to bring about the Hegelian dialogue to move in their new world disorder. The ninth point is in this last, the week before, the Vatican, for the first time, has openly showed their hand and their cards for the establishment of a, quote, global public authority and a central world bank. That would be a one world government system to rule over the financial institution that are, as they say, outdated. Of course, the Vatican Bank has huge vested interests with the International Monetary Fund and the bankers out of London and Belgium. And often ineffective, they say that there's an ineffective dealing with the financial crisis now. This is very much an exposure of what has been going on in the hidden places now are being revealed. And it is just fulfilling precisely the prophecies that were given to John in the book of Revelation, which is the unveiling of Christ, where he is showing the events as they sum up, and he is in the process of reconciling all things unto himself. Let's look at a couple of scriptures that will validate that, and why, as this exposure comes, is as in any game or conflict, there are rules of engagements, and you will go to the opposing side and begin to expose what the issues of the conflict are over. All these eight items that I just spoke are in conflict to the Lord God Almighty, the King of Kings, and the Creator of the universe. It says in Psalm 2, the Lord sits in the heavens and laughs in derision at all his enemies until he makes them his footstool. He is exposing who his enemies are, and it will make them his footstool. So you better kiss the king, lest he be angry. Revelation 18:1, and after these things I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her, in the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously. In the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, and am no widow, and will not see sorrow. Therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. This is, the Lord is about to judge and is in the process of judging the Babylonian whore and her alliances with the kings of the earth, because he's going to be absolutely just in his judgment and in his indictments against those who blaspheme the holy name of the Lord God Creator. Revelation 14:6. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water. And another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God. This woman has a cup of blood, but God has a cup of the wine of his wrath, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and who receives the mark of his name. Now here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And this describes the discretion and the wine of God. These are the reasons why the Lord is going to pour out his wrath and indignation on this whore. She is the antithesis of who he is. Behold, 16:5, Revelation, I'm coming as a thief. Blessed is who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gather them together to the place in Hebrew called Armageddon. Then the seven angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were noises and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth. And now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Then every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. and great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. And these judgments will be sent to bring repentance, and these judgments will be sent because just and true and righteous is the Lord God, and his wrath and his fury is about to be poured out upon the earth. And the judgments have been coming, and they will continue to come until it is finished and the last trumpet sounds. Enchanté, come out and be separate from among her. Put away the witchcraft and harlotry of that institutional church. And that whore, come out of the whorehouse and cleanse yourself and make yourself clean and white under the blood of Yeshua, your Savior. This is the fourth part in the challenge series on garde, touché, plié, and this was enchanté. Thank you.